Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Whoa, good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Time, 6 o'clock on the dot. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. Oh, yeah, it is. Fan hotline, we love it. Presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Tony Rasiopi, he joins quarterback guru, 7 o'clock. Our own Jeff Hathor, Nick Costas, Trey Essex, Andrew Petkesh. Chock full of great guests on this Thursday. We start with a guy who is, well, he's kind of the toast of the town a little bit, or at least people think he will grow into that. Those are the designs, but he's definitely on an uptick. Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has not turned the ball over. He's playing much better. Kenny Pickett, too, had an availability yesterday. And the Steelers right now, look, a lot of their hopes, their dreams this year, and they are very, very small. It's just kind of kindling that's running right now, or a pilot light that's still lit. But can it grow into something bigger? Well, Kenny Pickett's shoulders are what this team is being carried on. They need to keep winning. They probably need to win out, or at least go 4-1 to even have any chance of making the playoffs. Kenny Pickett talked about his improvement, his advancement, and he talked about the people around him who are making him better at this point. Pickett.
We connected pretty early on in high school, and we have a really good relationship where, you know, we can talk about pretty much anything. We're open and honest on what I see, and he asks me all the time. And I think that open line of communication is just going to continue to improve. And, you know, he's very open to suggestions that we all have as players, as staff, and it's a collective effort. And, you know, it's definitely cool to have an OC that's open to that and not just kind of, you know, closed-minded. So it's a pretty good relationship that he has with all of us.
All right, I heard that yesterday, and I wasn't taken aback because nothing astounds me in sports or what people say. But it goes against the grain, it certainly does, especially for the guy who has been probably the most maligned guy in Pittsburgh sports over the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or so, and that's Matt Canada. But I arrived at this destination. If Kenny Pickett is giving him a stamp of approval, who am I to complain? Anybody can have their own opinion, but who am I to complain? I think the guy stinks. I think he's awful. I think he's the worst offensive coordinator I've ever seen on the professional level. But I don't get a vote here. If Kenny Pickett has the vote that counts and Kenny Pickett likes him, that's kind of period, next graph, end of story. I can hate it as much as I do, but I'm not there every day. I don't work with him every day. And if Kenny Pickett likes the guy and wants to work with the guy, I can be as mad as I want, but it ain't my decision to make.
Yeah, I take that very broadly if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I'm Mike Tomlin and in the brass of the Steelers, I take that kind of broadly. I get Kenny Pickett's opinions. I mean, he's your first-round quarterback. He's your starter. He's, you know, potentially your future of your franchise, but I would take it very broadly. He is a rookie quarterback. He only knows what he knows. You know, he doesn't know, you know, offensive coordinators in the NFL. He knows offensive coordinators, obviously, from college. He had a bunch of them, but he doesn't know offensive coordinators in the NFL and
take
how they operate.
Take your peas and eat them and you'll like them.
Right,
yeah. Right?
Right, right. I mean, so, you know, I would get Kenny Pickett's opinion, but I wouldn't put all my chips in on what Kenny thinks about the coordinator that is there right now.
Well, yeah, any level of comfortability is good for a rookie quarterback. And it sounds like he's clearly comfortable with Matt Canada. They have a good rapport at the very least. Good for a rookie quarterback to have that. But long term, if you want Kenny Pickett to grow, is that necessarily what's best for him to be comfortable? Or is it like we talked about the other day, is the best thing maybe to be a little uncomfortable and stretch and grow yourself a little bit in different ways with a coordinator that comes in and tests you? I agree with you, Colin. Ultimately, we can yell and scream and people can hang Matt Canada in effigy and storm the Steelers headquarters with torches and say, no more Canada. That if Kenny Pickett's happy with him, and more importantly, the people above Kenny Pickett, the head coach in particular, are happy with Matt Canada, then, yeah, all of our yelling and screaming isn't going to do anything.
Well, I stop right – actually, it diverges into two different conversations. I stop right at the first one in what you just said, and if Kenny Pickett's happy with him, it ends there for me. I know that sounds simple, and I know that sounds trite, But if Kenny Pickett's happy with him, I don't know how much you need to veer from that.
I can see that, but I've been 2 for 2 in knowing when my buddies are going to get divorced on their wedding day. And sometimes you can't, right in the middle of it, know that this might not be the best thing. Kenny Pickett might say, hey, I've got a great relationship with Matt Canada. A, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the best offense you could possibly have. And B, you can always like somebody more, and maybe you have a better relationship with somebody else. And I think that that could be true with Kenny. And the one that I always bring up, and I think it's a cautionary tale, is Baker Mayfield loved Freddie Kitchens, and they got along great. And it made the Browns say, you know what, let's make Freddie Kitchens the head coach because he gets along so well with our franchise quarterback. It doesn't just because they have a great relationship mean it's the best thing, I don't think.
See, like, this is why this business to me is so fascinating, because I've been on both sides of it, and I kind of know how guys talk to the media. And the crowd, let's use your scenario here. Let's say that, you know, your buddy wants to get the divorce in that relationship, and he tells you, he's like, you know what, this isn't working. You know, I want to get a divorce. And then his wife comes to you and says, hey, how do you think things are working out between us? What are you going to say? You're going to have your buddy's back, right? You're going to say the right thing, aren't you? You're not going to throw him under the bus. That's why this is so fascinating to me. Like, what is Kenny Pickett going to say in that situation when he's asked about Matt Canada in the media? He's going to say all the positive things. He's going to say the things that people want to hear. But is that the truth? Is that the truth? That's where we're at. Like, I don't know that. And at being a former player and talking about something that isn't the truth, you kind of sit back and you're like, well, am I talking myself into this situation, or is this a situation that isn't going to work?
And I have to make the best of it. Yeah,
right.
I get that point, Doran, but I'm just taking what Kenny Pickett said at face value in this moment in time. And look, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, because we're talking a rookie quarterback to a guy who was in his 14th year at the time. But I've seen a quarterback be very comfortable, in fact, be the guy who essentially named his own offensive coordinator. And I remember what it looked like weeks 12 through 17 or whatever of the 2020 season, when Ben Roethlisberger had the guy that he was super comfortable with in Randy Feakner, for example. And that's just one example.
That was much different, in so much as Ben Roethlisberger was audible, and Ben Roethlisberger was calling what he wanted, and Ben Roethlisberger was the offensive coordinator. So I don't think it's an apt comparison at all.
Well, and that's why I said it's not apples to apples. But we know that there are quarterbacks who might be comfortable with a certain OC because that OC allows them to do certain things, or they've got a good rapport with them, right? And I don't know if that's necessarily the best. Let's say Kenny's telling the complete and total 110% honest truth about how he feels about Matt Canada yesterday in that clip. Well, I still don't know if that's necessarily the best thing for Kenny Pickett's growth as a quarterback.
I don't know if he knows that. Like, he only knows what he knows. You know, it's not like he's had other coordinators to kind of make a comparison to, too. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, he only knows Matt Canada.
Right.
And it's not like he's been around and had different guys and had a different quarterback coach, or and having different, even a running back coach, a different system.
How much vote should he get? I think that's another question at the end of the season. At 412-928-9370 that we can discuss about this. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. You know, let's say that you're Art, or that you are Omar Khan, or you're Mike Tomlin. You bring him in because, look, I know that Matt Canada's job, he's charged with the duty of making the whole offense function. The whole offense only functions if the quarterback can function well, and the quarterback makes the offense function. So you bring him in, you have a talk with him, whether the Steelers win these next 5 games, whether they lose them all, whether they go somewhere in the middle, 2-3, 3-2, 1-4, 4-1, any of it. They bring him in, they talk to him, they sit him down in a chair, and they say, hey, Kenny, do you want the guy back? Whatever you say goes. Do they say, hey, Kenny, you get a bit of a vote? They say, hey, Kenny, what do you have to say? And as soon as he's done talking, it doesn't matter, because the head coach and the general manager are going to do what they want. Like, that's one thing I can't come to grips with, and I can't come to a decision on, is exactly how much length you give him. I seem to think that he gets a pretty big say in this because he is the guy they drafted in the first round. He's obviously the guy they want to go forward with. And he's kind of earned that, and he's not – and age does matter in this instance. He's not some 21-year-old kid. He's a little bit older than most rookies. I don't necessarily know, too, if he'll say, yeah, it's Matt Canada, just based off of that clip. He may have just been saying we have a good relationship.
Right.
Not that he's a great offensive mind. Mm-hmm. But I do think he gets a pretty big vote in
really,
this.
Really? I would think the more established guy, like the Aaron Rodgers, the guys of that nature, may have a longer leash and have a longer – or a more of an input to who their offensive coordinator will be. You know, being a young guy and not playing, you know, he's only played how many games in the NFL? And then you have Mike Tomlin, you have guys around him who've been around the NFL.
But
and the
offense has no leader.
They don't. And they're looking for Kenny to be the leader.
It's not like there's a running back that's been there 8 years or an offensive lineman that anchors it or that old grizzled center that you go to. This offense has no leader. Mm-hmm. He's already it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would take Kenny's feedback into serious consideration. I mean, more than anybody else in that locker room as to how you're going to handle Canada in the offseason. No, I wouldn't let him necessarily decide be the primary decision maker, but certainly I take his feedback under consideration. And if Kenny Pickett tells me, listen, I have a really good relationship with Matt Canada, and I think he's helping make me a better quarterback and make our offense better, well, that's a whole lot different than I got a really good relationship with Matt. I'm going to have coffee with him and talk about things for a little bit in the morning, and then I go on my way and I get coached up by Mike Sullivan or whoever it may be. That's different, but I definitely take his feedback into consideration.
But you take relationships over a lot of things, though. I mean, I would. You know, being comfortable is better than, you know, moving forward as a quarterback. I know that sounds weird, but like if I'm comfortable with a guy and I can go in there and I can BS and we could kick back, we could put our feet up and watch film and just be guys and have a great relationship. And then I have a guy that comes in next year that's a military sergeant. See, I ain't
that's
with
no
that.
Good. Right. You have to have the relationship first. I agree. Yeah. That's the foundation.
So those are the angles, but then
you also need the guy who's going to push you and try to get you to stretch yourself in uncomfortable ways and become better at what you're not good at yet.
And Kenny's no dummy. So, you know, he understands, I think, all those situations where that have to be taken into effect to make this move forward.
I'd take it under advisement, but I wouldn't want him having too much say.
Right.
I wouldn't even do it with Sidney Crosby. I mean, let my roster builders build roster. Let my people who I hired to hire coaches hire coaches. I do think that you want to be...
What if they haven't been good in the past and off with doing that same exact thing?
I'm not going to trust a rookie quarterback to now be the guy that changes that, I don't think. And I think there's something also to being uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. You don't always have to be... I'd like you to have a good relationship, but you need to be able to have the hard conversations. Now, maybe that is a comfort thing, but I think that's probably more valuable for a rookie quarterback than being able to... Not put the feet up, because I don't want to crap all over you, Doran, because I think you make a good point.
No, that's good.
But I think if you get somebody with different ideas who can push you and challenge you to think a different way, I think that's valuable.
Norm Chow. Let's go. That's my guy. Norm. Bring him in. Norm Chow. I think he's working in Germany or something with some startup.
European football league.
Let's go. Bring him in. It can happen. All right. Take it or flush it. Coming up in just a couple minutes. Mike Tomlin is getting paid. I don't think people realize just where he ranks on this whole scale in coaches, not just in football either. Mike Tomlin is getting paid. Is he worth it? We get into that. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and we are that Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
Speaking of being comfortable, how comfortable are you that your roof is going to make it through the winter in decent shape? I got a tip for you this holiday season that really matters. PJ Fitzpatrick, trust them for the perfect new roof. They'll come out. Schedule your free design consultation today at trustpj.com. They'll come out. They'll go up on the roof. Photos, video, come back down, show you exactly what the top of your house looks like, and tell you how they can take care of you in every single way with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. How do they get away with that? In a word, quality. Quality materials and every single project handled by experienced roofing professionals doing all of the installations, in some cases, in as little as one day. That's what it was for me. They came out, they got the job done. While they were getting the job done, they communicated with me along the entire way, so I knew exactly where the project stood, and they got a great deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.